Jeff, Deb, and Kevin on 95.5 WFMS.
Joined by Charlotte Flair. Thank you for stopping in. You've been busy this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You brought your belt with you.
I did. That I bring it everywhere.
Could I? Am I allowed to?
Yeah.
I'm just curious how heavy it is.
Can I see You'd be surprised. I'll let you see for yourself.
I'm sure that's
Oh my gosh!
That's a big conversation starter for you, and you carry that around, I would imagine.
Especially through TSA.
Yes. Oh, that would be a problem, wouldn't it?
Yep. How's that work?
Well, we travel so much that I frequent a lot of the same, I guess, TSA lines, so they're used to it. They usually know.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just more when they stop me and I'm like, I'm trying to catch a 6 a.m. flight.
Right.
They're trying to take a picture, but I'm proud of it. So,
well, absolutely.
Cool. Now, you grew up with a famous family, too, so you're probably used to getting stopped for autographs and pictures.
Yeah.
But does that get old after a while, though?
No, it's just different to be the one who they want the picture with versus me standing there taking the picture.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure.
And is there a time that you, is there a time that you would rather not be approached for autographs or pictures? Or
when
you...
I'm working out. That's my like.
Do people really come up and want to do?
Yeah, that's the only time. Cause I'm like, let me. This is we are on the road 265 days a year, and so busy. It's like my one time during the day. So just when I'm at the gym, before or after. But that's. I mean, it is.
That's your time.
So, but it's still like it is. What it is.
You'll still do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
I would never say no.
So,
I just don't take off my earphones.
So what is a workout for you? Because, I mean, obviously going to work is a workout. So what's a workout for you, though, normally?
Oh. Well, I have a trainer. And
so already you've lost us. We don't understand training.
Yeah, I don't know what
No, I like to be held accountable. And I'm really into Olympic lifting, Olympic-style lifts. And I just follow his workout. So, you know, one day's leg day, upper body, lower body, from squats, deadlifts, front squats, cleans, snatches.
Do you know what a clean is, Kev?
I don't know.
Do you have a day off from working out? Do you get a cheat day?
Yeah, so I only heavy lift 4 days a week, and then the other days I'm either stretching, cardio, or abs.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, on a day of an event like today, what's your... You don't work out for this.
I usually would work out, but I'm here with you guys.
So you're giving up a workout event to be with us. I like that. In your mind.
Yes.
So the day before an event, you would work out,
the day
though.
Of an event. Yeah, because
we
work 5 days a week. So Saturday workout show, Sunday workout show, Monday workout show, Tuesday media show.
And you've always been athletic. You have a volleyball background, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I played in college.
Yeah.
But wrestling is by far the toughest sport I've ever been able to be a part of because it's not just bringing your athleticism, but bringing the entertainment side and combining it together with basically live theater.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, what they watch, they don't realize just how much goes into it.
And I think of, I can't think of an event where the fans can be so close to you, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are next to you or can be next to you.
Well, that and where you get to control their emotions.
Yeah.
Which the fans probably, I don't know because it's been so long since I've been on the other side of the barrier.
Yeah.
But yeah, being able to interact with them and chant and elicit responses. It's, you know, at a football game, you hear the boos and the cheers, but it's, you know, not necessarily all these million different chants.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So you grew up with this. What? I mean, would you have ever imagined that you would end up on the other side?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope. But it'll be 6 years in July.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What would you say about your dad that, I mean, obviously he's very well known. What would we not know about him that maybe you've been able to experience, you know, behind closed doors? Different side.
He's just dad to me.
Yeah.
He's dad.
He's dad.
Yeah.
The nature boy.
Yeah.
Many legends or stories, you know, his 30 for 30 aired this year.
Mm-hmm.
But he really is just dad. And, you know, watching the 30 for 30, I just wish I wanted to make sure people knew just what an amazing dad he was because he was gone a lot. But for me, there is not a morning that goes by that my dad does not text me and tell me how proud he is. Like I have that one parent that if there's not a text there, I'm like, oh God.
So,
yeah.
That's nice to hear.
And you just mentioned, how many days do you say you're on the road?
265 plus.
That is tough to have a personal life, a life away from work, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Or pets,
yeah,
I would think.
No pets.
No pets?
No pets, unless you have someone at home.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just, you have to love what you do to do this. And we don't have an off season, so.
No,
I'm proud of it. I brag about it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
We were obviously in great shape, but I got to ask, when's the last time you had pizza?
Well, since it's WrestleMania season, it's been a while.
It has been a while. So you're eating very, very clean right now.
Yeah.
So what would be your cheat meal if you didn't have to worry about...
Oh, I love a good burger, fries,
there you go.
Yeah. But I do like pizza, too.
Yeah.
Either or.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mellow mushroom.
I love mellow mushroom.
I have to stop. I have until April 9th.
We just found out mellow mushroom will DoorDash to our home, so we've been very pleased.
Very familiar with Uber Eats.
You know all about that. That's, yes. Yeah.
Well, tickets still available, and we're looking forward to seeing you tonight.
That's going to be fun. Yeah. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, no, thanks for
skipping the workout today.
No, yeah. It's probably going to have an off day.
It's Jim, Deb, and Kevin on 95.5 WFMS.